Now, I'm joined in the studio by two great local boxers who return to the ring next weekend, Saturday 30th of September, at Southend Skylark Hotel for the Big Barney Essex. Sam Stokes and Joe Stevens, welcome, boys. A week out from Big Fight Night. How are you both feeling? Start with you there with Sam. How are you feeling about the fight?
Absolutely terrible. I don't even know why I'm even getting in the ring. We've never heard people say that, have you?
No. Even when they have been terrible, and we've seen them get in the ring.
They should admit it, shouldn't they? Yeah, you know, it's going great, I'm about to get in the ring, I'm feeling the best I've ever felt. Yeah, never even say, I'm absolutely bloody terrible, I'm fine, I'm feeling good.
And how about you, Joe? How are you feeling?
Feeling good. This is the fittest I've ever felt in my boxing recently. I'm feeling sharp, feeling mentally ready. And my trainer, myself, has done a good job.
Now, how long's camp been, and how has the camp been itself? Has it been an intense training camp?
It has, yeah. It's been about 8 weeks in, really. Been a really intense camp, this one. But yeah, and I just want to, now it's just, it's so, I just want to get in there now. You know what I mean? Just get another one out of the way.
And has it been similar for you, Joe? Has it been about?
Yeah, well, we train together every day. We motivate each other. It's hard work, you know. Really, the fight's the easy part.
People
like to say that, but it can be very hard. A lot of running, training 6 times a week, twice a day and stuff like that. So it's hard work, but hopefully it all will come together.
Now, Sam, we were just talking before, a late replacement for you, because you were going to be up against Curtis Gargano in the scheduled 4 rounds bout against a guy who's never won, with 41 losses and a draw. Yeah. So you were fancying your chances. That's been changed now. Who are you up against next week then?
Well, I'm up against a local lad, Lewis Meesham. He's actually from Chelmsford. Late replacement. He's took it this week, so I appreciate him taking it later. It's his first fight as a pro, so it's a bit of an unknown quantity there. But he's had over 40 amateur fights, so he ain't going to be nervous. He's coming to win. So that is what I want. I don't want to fight those journeymen anymore. I don't want to waste time fighting journeymen anymore, even though I've got a lot of respect for him. It's just about who you fight these days, and I'm running out of time, so I've got to start fighting someone.
Has it changed what your preparation was for the fight then? Were you fighting very much with Curtis in mind, and this has sort of changed everything, or were you just fighting to be ready and not fighting for a particular fighter?
Yeah, no, I was just fighting pretty much, just for me to be ready. I never fight who I am going to fight, you know. It's just, I've been prepared to fight someone a little bit better all the time, do you know what I mean? So it's just with the injuries I've had and circumstances and things, I've never ended up sort of just boxing someone that a little bit better just yet. But yeah, no, I've always prepared for the better fight, you know. Yeah.
And this will probably be the last 4-rounder you do, though,
definitely,
won't it?
Definitely, 1,000,000%. Yeah, I want to get out of 4-rounders after this one. Yeah.
So are you training at the moment for? Because you'll probably go up to maybe 6 rounds next.
Yeah, six.
So you're probably, do you feel you're at that level now where if the fight next Saturday was 6 rounds, you could do the 6 rounds.
If the fight next Saturday was 10 rounds, I'd be more than prepared. I'm a longer round fighter. I'm not one of these people who bangs their opponents out in 1, 2, 3 rounds. I'm more one like a Kawasaki who can step it up after 8 rounds, you know. So that it's going to be all better for me when I go up rounds. But it's just getting that momentum. That's what it's all about.
Now, your record's looking pretty good. 7 wins from 8 bouts. We touched a little bit on about that loss, though, because it was extenuating circumstances, wasn't it, behind that loss. You were DQ'd for headbutting your opponent. Tell us a little bit more about what's happened since then, though.
Well, I'm not going to make an excuse. I lost on disqualification. Had some demons in my own head at that time. But there you go. Rest is history. I'm looking on. Now I'm mentally the best I've ever been, which I've never quite had before. So now it's time to prove what I can do, really. Yeah.
And boxing has been your life for a long, long time. I was reading a little bit about your background in sport. You had an unusual introduction. You were fighting grown men at the age of 14, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
So tell us a little bit about that for those who don't know.
Yeah, well, it's old unlicensed. I was like everyone's doing unlicensed boxing at the minute. Everyone's doing white collar boxing. But when I started, there wasn't even anyone really my age. I started at the age of like 16, and like I was fighting unlicensed boxing. Then I was sort of like the only sort of kid who was doing it then at the time, and it was real unlicensed boxing there at the time. So yeah, that was it. I just got thrown at the deep end, and that was how I sort of learnt my trade, really, rather than Joe having 60 odd amateurs. Yeah.
Well, yeah, did you do a couple of amateurs?
I wasn't ever open class. I was just like sort of club level. But then I started just wandering around money and going into the unlicensed. That's how I sort of.
So is that why you went for that route rather than going for the traditional route? And what was the decision that made you suddenly go, I'm going to go pro and make this my living?
Yeah, well, I was, like I said, I was fighting on the unlicensed. That was pretty much sort of close to pro at the time. A lot of the standard was then. So I thought, yeah, why not? Let's just give it a go. So I had, at the time, I had this promoter ring me up and ask me if I wanted to go pro. He knew I could do some tickets. So, yeah, no, I sort of dedicated my life to it since then, since the age of 24.
Now, titles, I suppose, is the target coming up in the next few fights. What sort of titles you got your eye on?
Well, pretty much what I want on this, I want to fight this guy. His name's Billy Boy Bird. You might have seen him on the interviews with me. I've got my mindset on that guy. That is who I want to fight. If it's for a title, that'd be good. But honestly, that's all. He's got about 20 wins and against absolute nobodies and people that he's from his own gym. So like that is, he's been calling me out a lot. So now that's the fight I want. Whether it's for a title or not, I don't care. But that is the next one I want.
Well, because for you, it's more about legacy and the body of work to look back on rather than the money and the title.
Definitely, a million percent, definitely.
In fact, in respect to money, you've done a lot for children's charities haven't you? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, the last three or four fights, I've donated to local charities, helped raise money for people like children in need, and to certain charities that raising money for certain children. And yeah, I love raising money for people, like if they're not as good off as yourself, you know.
Now, both you guys from Basildon, both good friends outside the ring. Joe, yeah. Tell us a little bit about your path to the pro ranks. Well, in this case, a little bit differently. Good amateur career was the building blocks in your case.
Yeah, I started as a young kid. I think I was about 7, 8. I had my first gym show. I think I was about 11. And never really stopped, really. Kept going through. I had about... I think I had 47 amateur fights, but yeah, I loved it as a kid. Went to different countries and it's just good, great experiences over the time. And it just got to the point. I'm not slagging amateur boxing off, but you get a lot of mismatches or the judges it's just a lot of heartbreak in amateur. And so I thought time was right and turn over. But that was 4 years ago now, and at the time I thought it was the right time, but it wasn't. And I think I was too young, physically and mentally. I was 18. When you're 18, you think you're a big man, you can take anyone on. But realistically, you're not, because it's more of a hurt game, a professional. So I took 4 years out, and now I'm back. So I'm more fit, physically stronger, mentally stronger, more mature in my body. And I think it's the right time now, and so I'm looking forward to the one next week.
Well, I mean, it was a tough introduction to the sport, 4 years ago.
I lost my first one, 4 years ago. And that one just gave me a kick up the arse and told me really I wasn't really ready yet. A little young amateur going to turn pro, you're fighting men. And I've always been not a slow developer, but I just saw quite slow and get my man strength. And but that's all coming together now, feeling strong, feeling sharp, and just I think it's the right time for me now.
And you came back with the draw earlier in the year, so you'll be absolutely desperate to get something in the win column this time round.
I was winning that fight, and I didn't have long enough. After 4 years out, I think I only had 6 weeks to get ready for it. And so on the time scale I had to get ready for that fight, I thought I performed quite well. I was winning the fight, and I just gassed out a bit towards the end, and that game got me the draw. But onwards and upwards, I got the dust off, and I'm even fitter than I was last time. Sparred twice as much, trained twice as much, just living the life, really.
And, do you know anything about your opponent? Your opponent's been confirmed in the last few days
or
so.
At this early stage of professional, you don't really know too much about your opponent. But, his name's Ricky Leach. I think he's from Kent. And I think he's roughly had about 25 fights. And he's won a few. But it's a good learning fight for me and good for one to get my confidence back.
And what format and what weight are you fighting the bantamweight for this one?
I think it's going to be featherweight, this one. Featherweight, that's 57 kilos, 50 or 58. And I'm really looking forward to it. I have good support. I can't wait for them to cheer for me.
So what's the plan? Are you planning with your trainer and your management? What's the sort of the next step after this fight, assuming it's going to be a successful one?
The way I like professional boxing, you see a lot of other fighters with all their undefeated records, but they're all padded records. They don't mean much. So when they step up, they don't really... It's a shock to them. My plan is to have each fight I have that little bit harder. So when I do eventually step up and have a fight for a title one day, hopefully, it won't be such a shock. So if you do it slowly and progress better each time, you won't be such a shock when you do step up for a title. So hopefully, just a little bit of an harder fight than this one, I suppose.
Now, both of you trained at the Sweet Science Studio in Chelmsford with Mark Massel. Tell us a little bit about Mark. He's a former paratrooper, so I'm imagining he works you guys pretty hard.
Yeah, he sure does.
Say that again.
Yeah, 1,000,000% he does, yeah. He don't really have a lot to say about anyone else, just right what he's doing, but he's very professional. That's one thing Mark is. He's a very professional trainer, and yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Go on, Joe.
There's one thing I just wanted to say about Mark. He stays calm and collected. So when you if you get panicky in the ring or anything like that, he don't panic with you, and he keeps you calm, and he's a nice, calm and collected geezer. Good for training.
But I imagine, Sam, being a PT, you pretty much know what's coming anyway, or is there a few surprises in there?
Oh, there's always a few surprises, definitely.
So, gents, can we still get tickets for next Saturday? And how do we go about getting tickets for the fight?
Yeah, well, you can contact myself or Joe or my manager, Derek Waddell. He's got tickets and Warriors Boxing Promotions website. Yeah, but either directly contact me or Joe on Facebook or other social medias, yeah.
£45 standard story and £50 ringside.
And a word for your sponsors as well, gents, because I know how important they are to all pro boxers out there. Am I right, the two of you share the same sponsors?
Yeah, we should go into as a team. We're as a team effort this time, yeah. So, yeah, we've got ATN Flooring, ZA Groundworks, and Supreme Landscapes, yeah, and Andy Harrigan and Son. Yeah, we've got, and that's our sponsors at the time.
Thank you to them.
Yeah,
and that's so important because it means that you can train those six or to 8 weeks that you need to train for.
That's right, of course.
Professional boxing is a very hard sport to get into without backing. So any backing we get, we highly appreciate it. Yeah,
exactly.
So look out for Sam Stokes and Joe Stevens at the Big Barney Essex at the Skylock Hotel in Southend on Saturday. Thank you very much for joining us, gents.